It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wolf Packer Show. My name is Ethan McDowell, and I am joined, as I always am, by Noah Fleischman. Today, we are recording a special emergency edition of the Wolf Packer Show because thewolfpacker.com has learned that sophomore quarterback MJ Morris intends to take a redshirt this year. We are recording this Monday at 10:47 a.m. I'm putting that disclaimer in because the news has not officially broken yet, and any developments that come past 10:47 a.m., we don't know about yet. So anything that we find out later in the day, we will discuss that on Thursday's show. But we did want to, you know, get out ahead and, you know, give our initial reactions to this news. A source informed the Wolf Packer that MJ Morris met with the staff Sunday and told them that he intended, after playing the past four games, to redshirt this year and preserve his sophomore season of eligibility. This has a huge impact on the last three games of the season, four if you count the bowl game, obviously. He's the starting quarterback of NC State football, and now the Wolfpack likely has to turn to Brennan Armstrong, who they benched after a 13-10 loss to Louisville earlier this year. Noah, your initial thoughts upon hearing the news that MJ will redshirt this year?
I was surprised. I didn't think this was going to happen. Obviously, at the beginning of the year, the plan was to you know, stay or to redshirt and just, you know, sit the year and sit behind Brennan. And then obviously, as Dave Doran said, when they named him the starter, plans change. And so it's definitely a surprise. Unclear at the moment of whether this means he's staying or going. We don't know the answer to that question. It just means he's shutting it down for the year. There's probably a lot of unanswered questions still, but this isn't the worst case scenario for NC State having Brennan Armstrong on the bench, a reliable backup that can come in and start and play well at times. So we'll see if this four-game stretch, you know, helped kind of reset Brennan too. We'll find out. But, yeah, it's definitely a surprise. I don't think we saw this coming. MJ Morris, he's been talking. He talked to us, you know, what, last week and seemed really excited. But something must have changed, and it's time to sit. He'll preserve this year. So 3 years of eligibility to play with moving forward.
Yeah, and it's interesting. And, you know, first and foremost, what we got to say at the top of this show is MJ's doing what he believes is best for him. And that's good. That's a good thing. I know it's disappointing for NC State fans, but MJ is doing what's best for him. So got to emphasize, do not tweet at MJ. Do not, I don't know, comment on his Instagram. Do not reach out to MJ. He is doing what is best for MJ Morris. And that's the most important thing here. So, you know, whatever's next for him, we're first and foremost wishing him well. But this obviously changes the outlook of the season as well. Now you turn the Brennan Armstrong under center, who was up and down in his starts so far this year. He completed 58.8% of his passes through five touchdowns and six interceptions over five starts. Those throwing numbers leave a lot to be desired on the ground. Even, you know, playing in a reserve role over the past few games, he still leads NC State in rushing. He has, he's averaging something like, you know, 4.2 yards per carry. He scored three times. He had eight carries for 51 yards against Miami on Saturday, and just he's a very physical, tough runner, and he'll be able to contribute absolutely on the ground. It's more of a question of how does this impact NC State's offense through the air, which is I'm going to be interested to see. And you know, it for me, I'm not sure it totally impacts my view of the season. I mean, I think MJ is a more talented passer. I don't think that's really that much of a debate. And I'm had a little more poise in the pocket so far this season. Obviously, I the offense wasn't playing at an elite level anyways. So I think as long as Armstrong can minimize mistakes, not turn the ball over and, you know, show that poise under pressure because teams are going to blitz them. Teams have been blitzing MJ and Brennan all season long. So it's all about just being able to handle, you know, that pressure, minimize mistakes, and not put NC State's defense, which is playing at an elite level, in uncomfortable situations. So, Noah, how does this impact your view of the home stretch of the season here?
It doesn't really, and here's why. You know, looking at the numbers about, you know, the difference between Brennan and MJ, they're kind of similar right now in what they've done on the field this year through the air. You know, MJ, he's been kind of up and down a little bit. He does have five interceptions, but he hasn't, you know, it hasn't been, you know, that bad. You know, he had three in his first start, and most of them weren't his fault. But you look at it, Brennan can go down the field, and MJ has not found success pushing the ball down the field 20 yards or more. He only has one completion through the air of 20 yards or more this season, according to PFF. Brennan's had a little bit more success. MJ, I think, might be a better decision maker in not putting the ball in harm's way. But at the same time, Brennan will do that and can get the ball in tight windows. So he'll force it. And it's, you know, you're playing with fire. Sometimes it burns you. Sometimes it doesn't. So I think that's fine. You know, Brennan's experience, I don't think that'll rattle him. And he's handled this well. They've got three games to play. Wake Forest, Virginia Tech, UNC. Virginia Tech's an interesting one because Brennan Armstrong's never beaten the Hokies. They'll go to Lane Stadium. It'll be his last shot at Virginia Tech. And I think that'll be an interesting thing to watch, you know, down the stretch. Obviously, Wake Forest this weekend. Tough place to play for NC State. They haven't won there in like three or four trips. So that'll be interesting. But I don't think it changes the outlook too much. It's not like this offense is lighting up the scoreboard by any means the past 4 weeks. They had, you know, 48 points against Marshall. And then since then, their most they scored is 24. So that's interesting. And then the team is second and last in yards per game on offense in the ACC. Pitt is behind them, and it's by like 5 yards, 4 yards. So that's that. I think Brennan can step in and do very similar things. And they've changed the game plan since he left. You know, when they had him in, it was kind of, you know, a lot of different guys playing. Now the receiver rotation is very limited, and the plan is to get Kevin Concepcion on the ball. And he was Brennan's favorite target when Brennan was playing. So I don't think that really changes how NC State approaches this offense either. So it'll be interesting to watch. But this is not the worst case scenario when you have a, you know, sixth year quarterback on the bench rather than having to play a true freshman in Lex Thomas.
Yeah. And you had a pretty good situation going into the year. That's why they brought Brennan in. You had two guys that you were very comfortable with playing against good competition. Yeah. Now, I mean, the quarterback room is razor thin. Like you have Brennan. And then after that, you have walk-on Ethan Rhodes, who has played in one game this season, and true freshman Lex Thomas, who has not played in a game yet this season. We'll hopefully get clarity later this week on who will be the backup quarterback moving forward. But it's concerning, without a doubt. I mean, Noah, you look at it, and now it's like, shoot, like you're going to have to run Brennan. That's going to be a huge part of the offense. It's got to be. But you also have to weigh the injury risk here, right? Because now if he gets hurt, what happens? What's the plan? It's going to be very interesting to hear more about that this week. I'm going to be, you know, very interested. I mean, and if you look at it, like, I don't really know that much about Ethan Rhodes. He obviously wasn't asked to do that much when he came into the game at the end of the VMI contest. And then Lex Thomas is someone I followed his recruitment. He's, you know, he was a solid three-star recruit out of high school, and he's obviously a Thomas brother. So Drake and Thayer are his older brothers, so he has that legacy. And if you've learned anything as an NC State fan, it's, you know, get excited when there's a Thomas brother on the field. But we obviously haven't seen him compete at the collegiate level yet. So a lot of unknowns behind Brennan, but the good part is Brennan is a big known quantity. We know exactly pretty much what we're going to get out of Brennan Armstrong for the rest of the season when he suits up for NC State this Saturday. It's going to be a frantic week. I think this was a surprise. It was certainly a surprise to me, certainly a surprise to Noah, that this all unfolded over the past 24 hours. But Let's look a little towards the future. Now, after this year, Brennan's gone. This is his last season of eligibility. If MJ comes back, then you're in good shape. You have a redshirt sophomore signal caller who, with 3 years of eligibility remaining, despite having played 9 collegiate games, which is pretty solid. And then you have to think, okay, if he doesn't come back, next year you would have Ethan Rhodes and Lex Thomas plus Cedric Bailey Jr., your three-star quarterback commit in the 2024 class. That is, you know, based on the conversations I've had in the past 24 hours, I think they would look to the portal. I think that's a pretty safe connection to draw here. Which, man, that has a huge impact on the offseason. You have to put a lot of resources into recruiting the portal quarterback market, right? Like, everyone wants the best quarterbacks in the transfer portal. So you're going to have to put so much time and energy into recruiting a quarterback this cycle. How does that impact the next couple months for NC State? I don't know. That's going to be something that we have to monitor. But no, they're going to have to bring in a transfer if MJ decides to depart, right?
Definitely. I mean, when you look at it, if he leaves, I don't think you have one appearance, you know, this year with Ethan Rhodes. You know, Lex Thomas, I don't think is, you know, ready yet. Cedric Bailey, I don't think they really want to start a true freshman quarterback, you know, in play with that. So I think definitely to the portal, they're going to find somebody with veteran. I wouldn't be surprised if they look for somebody with 2 years of experience, with 2 years of eligibility left, not one. So you can kind of avoid it, bridge the gap, develop your young quarterbacks behind them. And then when that guy were to leave, then you can look at Lex Thomas, Cedric Bailey, or Will Wilson, you know, who will show up and kind of go from there. So I think the quarterback room of the future is young. It's talented. But yep. Next year is going to be the year you got to need to bridge the gap, maybe the following year as well. So I think a two-year eligibility guy would probably work best. And it's also good for the offense too, because Dave Dorn talked about it. You know, Brennan Armstrong came in here with 1 year of eligibility. It's hard to kind of build relationships when you're only here for a calendar year, right? He shows up in January, he'll be done December. So, you know, I think that's something that plays a factor. And, you know, two-year eligibility guy, there's going to be in the portal. There's going to be quarterbacks in the portal. So I think that's a good thing, right? It's not a position that's hard to find. And, you know, it's just a hard position to nail getting the right one. I think that's because you're only going to bring in one. So you got to hit, because if you miss, it's going to be a really long year. So that's the biggest thing moving forward, I think, is going the portal and watching that. Luckily, NC State found success in the portal, and I think they'll go back there and hopefully, you know, find a quarterback that can fit their system and fit what they want to do. Brennan showed he can do that. He also had, you know, some inconsistencies as well. You live with that, but we'll see. But portal's definitely going to happen if he leaves. Yeah. If he doesn't leave, then I think they're fine. Yeah.
And that's an important disclaimer here, that just because he has decided to redshirt does not necessarily mean he is going to transfer. We have not received intel one way or the other on that. So I just want to stress that at, again, 11 a.m. on the dot. So that's the info we have as of this morning, Monday morning. And we'll share everything else on thewolfpacker.com. Go check it out. I'm going to be posting a lot about this, giving a little background as soon as it breaks. Go check it out. It's only $1 to join our premium message board, where I'll be posting this info and read some analysis on Brennan by Noah that he has ready to go up as well. That's the show. We just wanted to make sure we hopped on the microphones and gave you guys a little bit of insight into what is happening right now with NC State football. But yeah, it's going to be a busy week. I mean, on top of all of this quarterback news, basketball starts tonight. Noah will be there. Make sure you're following him on Twitter. I'm following along on our site. It's going to be an eventful week. And we'll be here to, you know, add a little context to all of it. Thank you all for listening. Check out thewolfpacker.com. And we didn't get to do an ad read during this show, but thanks to our sponsor, Game Time. It's the Game Time app. If you check it out, go use code WOLFPACK. That's all caps, WOLFPACK, for $20 off your first purchase. buy tickets to any football, basketball, hockey game, anything you could possibly ask for. And before we head out, just want to emphasize again, MJ's doing what's best for him, and that's a good thing. Please do not reach out to him, tweet at him, anything like that. Best of luck to MJ with whatever steps are next to him, next for him. And thank you all for listening.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.